Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
The NASCAR Cup Series.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway.
Returns to Auto Club Speedway.
We got trouble. It's Brad Keselowski. He's sideways, and he collects one, two, perhaps three more machines.
For one final ride around the D-shaped oval.
Larson, the winner in his home state, the Golden State Golden Boy.
It's the Pala Casino 400.
A link to the MRN coverage on our Facebook and Twitter pages. Look up the Big 920. Have you been thinking about updating your kitchen? Or time to turn your basement into that man cave you've always wanted? Or new window treatments for your living room? Well, let's talk about it. Live from the Donovan and Jorgensen Heating and Cooling Studios, this is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and covered by Bayview Shade and Blind. Let's turn it over to Big Time Mike McGivern, only on the Big 920 and your iHeartRadio app.
Welcome to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and covered by our friends at Bayview Shade and Blind. We're live from the Donovan and Jorgensen Heating and Cooling Studios, only on the Big 920 and your iHeartRadio app. I'll tell you what, everything was calm and cool for a minute there, and then we're changing chairs, and Daniel was about 8 feet tall, and I felt like I was back in grade school and none was yelling at me, so we tried to change chairs, and man, this is going to be a fun show. I am alongside my co-host. He's the Senior Vice President of Bayview Shade and Blind, Daniel Pulowski. Daniel, how are you?
Hey, doing well, Mike. Glad to be here today.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. It's good to see you. Hey, look, 2 weeks ago, we teased it. Last week, we teased it, and I told people if you're thinking about going out to a big box store to buy shades or blinds today, this weekend, don't do it. Something going on at Bayview Shade and Blind, and we're all set now. We can announce it. Shade in a Day going on at Bayview Shade and Blind, and I think it's just a wonderful idea, and what you guys are doing at Bayview Shade and Blind impresses me every week. This Shade in a Day thing is going to be big for people that are interested in doing some of the work by themselves.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of people don't realize that we manufacture a number of product lines right in our Waukesha location. So obviously locally handcrafted products that we can compete with the availability of big box stores and offer products that are far superior in quality, and then cut out some of the services that we would have and so on, offering our products at a do-it-yourself point, and customers love it. It's a very quick turnaround. A Shade in a Day would imply you can have your products, you come into the store and have them ready for pickup the next day, completely custom-made, tailored to your specific preferences, and you're good to go.
You know, Daniel, one of the things that people would ask, and you've known me a long time, you've done a lot of work at my house, so you understand me asking this question, and the reason that the theme music for this show is Fanfare for the Common Man, because that is me. When it comes to this, what I love when you go to babyshade.com and you look and you go to Shade for a Day, you have four videos on measuring the outside mount, measuring for inside mount. It's important for people to get the measurements and then come see you guys.
Yes, absolutely. And if you can snap a picture of your window, one of our consultants can not only help with the selection, colors, and some of those details, we can also help walk through the measurements, what to look for, and make sure that your products are tailored specific. You work with somebody who's very knowledgeable, one of our consultants can help you out.
And then once you buy the products, then you go back to the website, how to install. And you did a great job, I thought, of being really, really basic, and look, this is how you do it, and the video does a great job of showing exactly where to mount it, how to put it in. I was impressed with the amount of time, and they're quick videos, but a lot of information, so thank you for that.
You're welcome. We're glad for the program, glad to have it up and running, and excited to be able to produce some phenomenal products in a quick turnaround for our customers.
You know, when you had talked about, and we're going to get to our special guest here in a minute, but I think it's really important that we start the show with Shade in a Day, because I think it's really a great idea, and I think it gives people a comfort level of, look, the product is made right here in Waukesha. I'm going to still be able to talk to somebody that is very knowledgeable, bring pictures of what I'm hoping to accomplish with this, and then pick out the fabric, the color, the texture that, that you're looking for, mm-hmm. and typically get the shade back in 24 hours mm-hmm. and go home and put it in. We're talking about a different quality of product that you would get somewhere else.
Oh, absolutely. This is something that really what we're competing with is availability of time. The quality comparison of what you would get from a big box store is out of the park by comparison with the components internal and also the fabrics that you have and the variety of options. It is way beyond what you would find from a box store. When you might have a couple of options, we have upwards of 400 plus fabrics to work with for this particular program. So lots of options. And then paired with the knowledge of one of our consultants there, we can help guide you through the process to find exactly what you're looking for.
And it says right on the website, you know, it's a perfect fit no matter your design, style, or function. And I think that that's really important. It's not like you're going to go out to the Waukesha location, the gallery in Waukesha, and have two choices. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of choices for you, and I think this is before you go anywhere else or you order online because you're not dealing with anybody mm. that's here local. The product is made right here in Waukesha, and you know when you look at the mission statement of Bayview Shade and Blind, you'll understand that they've been sharing a little sunshine since 1926, and they've been in this business for a long time for a reason. Their mission statement of honesty and treating people correctly fits right in to what Bayview Shade in a Day is all about. They're going to help you through the process. Mm-hmm. If there's an issue, you guys will be there to help them.
Oh, yeah. We're a local company, and we're here to help. That's really cool. We do have this particular program to our Elite Series products, so it's not that there's you know a tremendous amount of products for this quick turnaround. But inside of that program, so many options to customize and tailor to your taste and preference for a space, and that's where the fabrics and other control systems all tailored to that product. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal program. Super excited about it.
Step one is go to the website, babyshade.com, and
for sure.
Get to Shade in the Day, and then take a look at the simple process. And the first one is measure what you're looking for. Bring pictures and then come out to the Waukesha location, meet with the designer, pick a fabric, color, and texture. Mm-hmm. But the first step is go to that website and watch the two videos that Daniel has done on measuring the outside mount, measuring the inside mount, and then head out to the Waukesha location. In fact, for a limited time, and it's not very long to be quite honest with you, 20% off on this mm-hmm. program.
Yes.
Can't yep. beat that.
20% off. I think that runs through the month of March, so a very limited time when you consider how fast the calendar moves through the days. But come on out. We're happy to meet you and walk through this program and give you guidance along the way. And that's one thing I'm really excited about because you can find products of how to do this, how to do that. And a lot of times if you buy something online, you receive it, open it up, and you're like, wow, this really is very different from a video. It looks totally different from this angle and that angle. And with our design consultants there in the gallery being very knowledgeable of what this program and product line, how it works, functions, can guide you through, you know, look at this particular product before you purchase this little option and see the product that you're purchasing and that we're handcrafting for your home within this program.
And again, the product made right here in Waukesha, and I think we need to continue to talk about that because it's a big difference than if you go to a big box store. Get involved, Shade in the Day. If you're thinking in the next couple of weeks, do it now because of that 20% off discount. And go online, babyshade.com, and look up Shade for a Day, Shade in a Day, and get all the details that you need. Mm-hmm. Any questions you have, you can call out there, and they'll answer those questions for you. Mm-hmm. Our special guest, and we've had fun. I've known Mike for a while. He's the Vice President Sales Manager for Callan Construction, and we want to talk a little bit about a partnership that Bayview Shade and Blind and Callan Construction have, and there's a number of reasons they've gotten involved together, and I can tell you, Mike, when we talk about the mission statement with Bayview Shade and Blind, very similar
to Callan Construction.
Yeah, there's a lot of synergy between our companies. We've been around since 1986. Bayview Shade has been around way longer than we have for what I understand to be almost 90 years, third generation.
Almost 100, yeah.
You know, high service companies providing very high level of quality in our products. Take care of the customer long after the sale. We, you know, to kind of fill you in on where we're at today with our business, about 50% of our business is kitchens and baths. Kitchen and bath full remodeling, a lot of complete tear outs, all the way down to the studs, and then rebuilding everything from there. And then the other 50% of our business is now windows and doors. We used to do a little bit more, like we used to do roofing, we used to do siding. But what we found was that windows were our greatest strength. So we took the past few years to really mature as a company and bring it to our core products that we do really, really well with. And the window that we carry is the Infinity window from Marvin. It's the fiberglass window. Very unique product, 8 times stronger than vinyl windows. It's 3 times stronger than wood. They've got some tremendous options as far as colors and glass styles and grid styles. And there's lots of things we can do with these windows that you can't do as far as sizes and configurations. And what we really liked about our partnership with Bayview Shade, number one, obviously the synergy between our missions and the way we treat our customers, but it's basically one-stop shopping. You know, if you come to Callan, you can get windows, we can turn you right over to Bayview Shade, and actually the shade in the day is a great idea because many times you can't measure for your new blinds until after your new windows are in, and traditionally then you're waiting a long time for those blinds, so this is actually pretty exciting that they're able to get blinds very quickly after getting new windows.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting because when you talked about the synergy, and I've known Phil and Tom for a long time, and when you talked to Phil and Tom about, and not so much about the type of business, but how they go to market, and when reading your bio, when you talk about ethics, and you talk about, look, we need to make sure that we're honest and we're treating our customers with honesty, and we're going to be an advocate throughout the entire home improvement process, very similar to when I talked to Daniel or I talked to Brian, talked to Tim Hart, the people at Bayview Shade and Blind, that's the same terminology that they use about their customers.
What I like about what you said is it's all the way through the entire process. So it's not just giving good warranties after the sale. That's what a lot of people think of when they think of that. But we train our reps, and I know Daniel trains his reps that come out to the house, their designers, to really listen to what the customer's needs are, make sure that we're making very good recommendations. We don't try to sell you on anything. We try to help you understand what may be going on with your windows, what may be causing moisture or condensation or ice on your windows, what may be causing those windows to stick in the wintertime but not in the summertime. We go through an educational process with our homeowners, and then we present them with solutions, and then we ultimately let them decide what the best solution is for them.
He is Mike Wood. He is the Vice President Sales Manager at Callan Construction. Would you teach your salespeople to listen both to the husband and to the wife, or just the wife when it comes to things? Because I have Daniel here sitting next to me, and we can have this conversation as my wife Carrie's listening, giggling, because I've had him to our house twice now, and I'm not sure he knew I was even there.
I feel that like that was a trick question.
Yeah, I totally a trick question. 100% trick question. I can tell you this, that the first time we had Daniel out, we're at the kitchen table, and I had all these ideas, and we were going to do our bedroom and our living room and then my office. And Daniel said, you know, Mike, we're going to start with the living room and the bedroom, so why don't you step aside, and we'll get to you in a minute. And, you know, I was like, hold on, I've got some ideas. He said, I know you do. Hold on a second. And he walked my wife through and listened to her and then said, okay, we're set there. Now I have an idea for you in your office. And I can tell you, it was a game changer. The office I had at the old house was it was a spare bedroom, real small area, and I didn't like going in there. It just didn't have, and then Daniel got done with it, and it was kind of a small little mini man cave for me. And he said, look, I'm looking at what you have on the walls, and here's what I think. And it was perfect. And so then now we had him out to the condo we have, and I didn't get involved much in that conversation on purpose, because with Daniel talking to my wife, Terry, she knew exactly what she wanted, and what she thought was going to be perfect for our place was perfect. And Daniel, I told you this last time, the thing she tells everybody that comes over is the patio door part we were going back and forth, and she said, Michael, I don't know what to do with this. And I said, just wait, Daniel will have an idea. Mm-hmm. Well, no, but I don't know. Hold on, Daniel will have an idea. And when you said, let's just think of this as a big window, mm-hmm. and here are my ideas, you walked out, and she was like, that's exactly what I'd hoped for. So thank you, and you need to come back and come to the condo and take a look at your
work. That'd be fun. I think that's something that's so cool about our design consulting is that we meet customers where they are. We meet some that have very little design background, very little knowledge of how things should coordinate, and we can pick up from there and give recommendations. Those that are very hands-on, that have just remodeled an entire space, and they're passionate about tying details together, we can work with customers in that caliber as well. And we have a product for every window for every customer, and that's something that's so cool. Whether it is a patio door or just regular windows, we can take and completely transform spaces by putting the right product in that. Just like the right window completely transforms the efficiency of a home.
100%.
And when we got windows put in our house, we actually had Kellen, my wife Elizabeth, and I put windows in our house. And it is a complete change. And then we put our products paired with those windows, and it's the synergistic effect, Mike, that you mentioned is so cool. But that improvement goes such a long ways.
You know, Mike, they knew me when they came in. Daniel knew me, and mm-hmm. then his brothers came in and installed, and I had put the, I don't know, it was $5 one in the bathroom, you know, the that breaks every 2 days and you put a new one. And his brother Tim said, who installed that? I said, I did. And Terry's like, he was so proud. It took him half a day. He's like, you put it in backwards. I said, are you kidding? He goes, no, I'll fix it for you. But I thought you did a home improvement show. I go, what did I put? I'm not kidding. It took me like 4.5 hours to do this thing. It should have taken all of about 10 minutes. And again, fanfare for the common man. That's the reason I do a show like this. And we'll get to a break here in a minute, but when Daniel talked about how when you put in the correct window, how it can change, it literally can change your house, you would agree with that?
I would agree with that. We have been working with Bayview Shade and Blind for almost 10 years before their new showcase out in Waukesha. And, you know, we would recommend them to customers. We had them do some blinds in our showroom back then. Same thing, they've done some blinds in my house a number of years back. I just always loved how simple and easy the process was. They make great recommendations, high quality products. So when they opened their new showcase out in Waukesha and we were able to put our windows in there to pair them up with their blinds, it was a win-win for everybody. So now 100%. You can go into their new location and you can see four or five different styles of our windows with their blinds on them already.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You had mentioned patio doors too. Patio doors are one of those things that a lot of our customers have no idea what to do with. Everybody's tired of the old vertical blinds and they want to know what new things they can do. So we do have a patio door out there so you can walk over to it and reference it, mm-hmm. and then they can give you a lot of ideas of what to put on there.
Do you know, and before we'll get to a break after this, what I liked the most, I know Daniel in a lot of different settings, right? I know him at the gallery. I know him in meetings. We're doing meetings. But now he's in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And what I liked about it was it's not a cookie cutter approach. Mm-hmm. He doesn't come and say, well, I've done 14 condos just like this and this is what you do. It wasn't that. I mean, Terry and Daniel sat down for a good half hour and just had a discussion, and he went through a couple ideas, and it wasn't like, well, I need to be out of here in 20 minutes, so this is what you should do because this is what your neighbors have done. And I really appreciate that from him. I don't say a whole lot of good things to him in person, right? You know, behind his back I do.
That's nice being on the show. I get to hear these compliments.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's just, you know, that's the first segment. Let's get to segment two, and I'll start ripping all the things you've done. I will not do that. This is the Home Improvement Show, and I got to tell you, it's so nice to have Daniel in, Bayview Shade and Blind, and our special guest. He is Mike Wood. He's the Vice President and Sales Manager for Callen Construction. You've been there a long time.
21 years now.
21 years. Man, good for you. Not bad for a Whitnall boy.
Huh? It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and covered by Bayview Shade and Blind. We're live in the Donovan & Jorgensen Heating and Cooling Studios, only on the Big 920 and your iHeart Radio app.
and the Badgers get a 12-point win on the home floor tonight.
With a nice win over Iowa, the Badgers keep hope alive.
In the hands of Wall, Patrick McCaffrey is back. Wall wheels around him, down the lane, to the rim, layup good.
Wisconsin travels to Michigan this Sunday to take on the Wolverines.
Connor throws it to cross screen and Wall slams up. Connor is Cajun with 11. It's his second 3-point hit and his 60th of the season.
Matt LePay's pregame show starts at noon. Tip at 1 on 97.3 The Game.
Gene Wagner Plumbing's been serving our community really well for over 50 years. It's not often you get a chance to join a team like theirs. They are now currently looking for a couple of journeyman service plumbers that can step in and start work immediately. Great pay, great benefit package. Go to GeneWagner.com. That's GeneWagner.com. Or give Scott a call at 414-541-9217.
This is Daniel from Bayview Shade and Blind. We've been proudly serving the community for nearly 100 years. A lot has changed since 1926, but the mission and values of Bayview Shade and Blind has stayed the same. Character, honesty, integrity, and the golden rule. It's how the company has been built, and that will not change. We offer free in-home consultation, or we invite you to stop into one of our two galleries in Menominee Falls or Waukesha, or check us out at BayviewShade.com. That's BayviewShade.com.
Hey, this is Mike McGivern alongside Sam Emmons Anderson from Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Sam, you kind of do just about anything and everything for Creative Construction.
Thanks, Mike. I've been a part of the Creative Construction team since birth, but officially coming up on 3 years. It's about time I get to do one of these commercials.
Yeah, I know. You know my feelings about your family. I'm a huge fan. Not only for the work you guys do, but for what you do in our community.
I appreciate that. That's always been the soul of Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Soon to be the sixth-generation family-owned company when Zach and I take over. You can't stay in business without understanding the importance of giving back and treating people correctly.
You know, you're right. And when it comes to plaster and stucco work, no one, and I mean no one, better than Creative Construction of Wisconsin.
I agree with you. Our entire team, including my husband Aaron, worked really hard to keep that reputation.
You had to get his name in, didn't you?
You betcha. Go to callcreativeconstruction.com. That's callcreativeconstruction.com for any stucco or plaster needs.
Hey, this is Mike McGivern. You know how much I love shopping at our local Pick and Save stores. They make shopping for what I need really easy, including online shopping. I can choose from my favorites or easily find what I'm looking for at pickandsave.com. The stores have convenient pickup times, offer a contact-free shopping experience, and it's free with orders totaling over $35. You just can't beat that. Visit pickandsave.com for more information. Thanks, Pick and Save.
Bring the love of Wisconsin's outdoors in through the beauty and quality craftsmanship of Pella Windows and Doors. I'm Gina Della from Pella. Whether you're updating or upgrading the look and comfort of your home, Pella has extensive lines of customizable options to meet your needs and your budget, featuring some of the most energy-efficient windows in the industry, designed to keep the cold outside where it belongs. Lock in your prices by February 28th and get 0% interest for up to 48 months. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
Searching for fun ways to spend your tax return? Boats for cats. Oh, flotation devices for cats. Don't waste it all on something silly. Spend smarter with Straight Talk. Get our Silver Unlimited plan for $45 a month with unlimited high-speed data and with nationwide 5G. Plus, get a Samsung A13 5G for only $99.99, down from $149. If you're looking to get the most out of your refund, your search ends here. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, covered by Bayview Shade and Blind. We are live in the Donovan & Jorgensen Heating and Cooling Studios. And before we move on, Look, I am so sorry. Mike Wood like just went crazy during the break. He's not a Whitnall boy. He's a West Dallas Hale boy. He said, man, don't ever say that again.
I might lose some friends over that.
Yeah, yeah. He went to West Dallas Hale, and obviously I've been saying this wrong. Shade in the Day, is that what it's called?
Yes, Shade in the Day.
Because, you know, I'm getting text messages from people in upper management at Bayview Shade and Blind. Shade in a Day. Get it right, McGivern. I'm reading it. It's right there. So, hey, Mike, when you started, the difference between Callan Construction today and when you started, you guys have made a lot of changes, all, I think, for the good. But the whole industry has changed.
Yeah, the whole industry is changing. Obviously, COVID changed a lot. Quick hit, you know, rundown of our history. We started as a window company all the way back in 1986. One of the things we've always been proud of is that we have our own window installers. We don't use any subcontractors for that. That allows us to control 100% of our process. One of the biggest compliments we get from our customers is the quality that they do. Mm-hmm. They're true carpenters. They are able to do full replacements, put new trim work on, match what used to be there. A lot of window companies don't have that ability. They'll do just inserts. They'll only use subcontractors. Their carpentry skill set isn't quite up to par to be able to match everything that's in the house. So we started as a window company, got into roofing and siding over the, you know, in the 90s. In the 2000s, we started doing kitchens and baths because our customers kept coming back and saying, hey, can you do this? Can you do that? We started our design group, which is our kitchen and bath group, in the 2000s. And since then, we've done kitchens and baths. We do lower levels. We did roofing and siding and windows and many, many years and many, many happy customers with all those products. As COVID came around, things started to change in the industry. There are a lot of material shortages. There are a lot of labor shortages. So we started to really put our efforts into and put our focus on what we feel we bring the most value to our customers. So kitchens and baths, specifically on the design group side of things, windows and doors on the exterior side of things. What's really cool about our windows, what we really feel is special, is that we carry the Infinity window from Marvin. If you haven't heard of the Infinity window, it's a fiberglass window. It's different. It's new. It's innovative. It's incredibly strong. It's 8 times stronger than vinyl windows. We used to do vinyl windows, and we found that they were really good the first couple years you would put them in, and after 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, even though they offer these lifetime warranties, the product would change in 10 years. It wouldn't be quite as energy efficient as it used to be. You would start to see the performance of it, the function of it, opening and closing. It would start to get sticky. So we had a lot of service calls on them, so we slowly backed away from vinyl windows first. And then we were also still doing wood windows at the time. At one point, we were a very large Pella dealer. In the early years, we were mostly Pella. Pella started to have some problems in the 2000s. They had some class action suits. They had some windows that were, you know, starting to show signs of deterioration from the inside out. They kind of changed the way they did business with a lot of their contractors. They changed the way they handled their warranties. We weren't real happy with it, so we started to back away from that. And Marvin has always impressed me. Like Bayview Shade, like Callan, Marvin is a family-owned company, very high level of service, a lot of care and concern about what they make. When Pella and Anderson, the other two big companies, were looking for an alternative to their wood windows, they went into vinyl. Marvin said they wouldn't do it. They wanted something different, something unique, something better. So they didn't want to get into the vinyl market, so they came up with this fiberglass. It's called Ultrex, and it's a pultruded fiberglass. It's something new and unique. They've been using it since 2002, so it's been around for 20 years now, and it's been nothing but a win-win for everybody. They are some of the most reliable windows that we have ever sold.
Wow. You know what, and when we talk about the change and going in a direction to help better the customer, and you said that a couple of times in that, I think that that's the important part, and it's interesting, again, when you talk about Bayview Shade and Blind and Shade for Day, Shade in a Day, that's what they're doing, mm-hmm. right? That's what they're trying to do, is make sure that the customer is getting what they want for this product. To be able to do this and get it back the next day in most parts, to be able to do that with good quality products that are made right here in Waukesha, very similar to what you're talking about with Marvin Windows.
Yeah, it's really about having your finger in the industry and really researching what consumers are looking for today, and that obviously changes over time. Building products change over time. We see lots of new innovative materials being used. We see lots of new innovative ways to install those materials. So somebody needs to filter through all that, and usually a homeowner doesn't have the ability to do that. But it's about recognizing what shortfalls there are in the industry and seeing how our companies can best fill those gaps. And we saw it with windows and window materials because, you know, I will say this. We replace more windows that are 15 to 20 years old than we do the older homes.
Really?
There is a gap of homes from the early 90s to the mid-2000s that have what we call builder's-grade windows when they were doing a good job making them energy efficient. But from a durability standpoint, there were lots of flaws in them, and we're replacing those all the time.
Hey, Daniel, how much of your business is either repeat business or, you know, from parents to from grandparents to parents to kids? Do you see that progression where when you go out to meet somebody, they say, hey, listen, my parents use Baby Shade and Blind, or my grandparents use Baby Shade and Blind, and they've always said good things about it, and we're just going to continue to do this?
Yeah, that's something that I get so excited about when I hear really what generations have, which generations have worked with our company. And it's cool because it goes beyond just my parents, my grandparents worked with you guys and so on. It's, I heard of you from my friend. I heard of you from my friend who just built a new home. Now I'm building a new home. So yes, it is family, but if you look at our Google reviews and other parts of what customers say about us, it's the quality, the service, and the care that we put in, and that's really what has led to multiple generations of family members working with us, but then other people beyond family members telling their friends and their family, of course, to work with us. And if you look at what people are saying within those reviews, it's all about that relationship and continuing the same level of integrity and service that our grandfather started the company with, and then we continued through to this day.
Did you feel any pressure from that? Did you feel any pressure from, you know what, we've always had this reputation, and we have to continue to carry on what they started?
Sure, there's a tension between, but really I think it comes natural when you understand all you have to continue to do is the next right thing. And when you take one step at a time, it's Amen. Not that you're running a marathon. It's that you treat every customer with that level of integrity and being honest and transparent. And that's just one step at a time. And it's something that we've taken and adapted as part of our mission, vision, values, and purpose, because we don't want that to just stop within the family. We want every team member to be able to do that, just simply continue to do the next right thing.
So, Mike, when you hear Daniel say that, one of your jobs as the VP and sales manager is to train salespeople. How early in that process, when you're training somebody, does the things that Daniel just said, how early in the training process at Callan do you start talking about that? You don't just jump into the process, but you talk about the mission, I would think.
Well, what's really interesting is when I have conversations with Tom and Phil Callan, the two brothers that originally started Callan. One of the stories they always tell me is before they started, they went and they surveyed homeowners, and they said, what is it about the remodeling experience that you don't like? And one of the things that kept coming up over and over and over again was that a sales rep would come, sell them a product, and they'd never see them again. So since day one, we have always had a little bit of a different expectation of our representatives. So number one, how you approach the customer, how you listen to them, how you give them feedback. We obviously do a lot of training on that, and that has to be sincere. That's not, you know, just some kind of a script that you fake it, you know, until you get to your sales presentation.
Can I just stop you there? Do you know how many people are listening that can go right to the moment where they've had somebody into their house and they knew it was just a canned, exactly what they said to the guy down the street and to the guy a mile away. And this is, they are not going to waver from how they were trained. And so I, as a customer, appreciate what you just said.
Yeah, a big wall goes up the moment that happens. You know, we don't even want that to go anywhere near that direction. So we try to, you know, train them on how to treat people better, how to connect with your homeowners, how to really dig and find what the concerns are and what the pain really is. Then they present them with solutions, but once we sell the project, the salesperson stays involved. He'll check in with the customer during the installation, and we actually have the sales representative go back, present the warranties, look over everything, make sure that what they sold was what they actually received, and, you know, just make sure that you know, that there isn't any loose, there aren't any loose ends, or there isn't anything else that that they're waiting for.
So their job isn't done until the job is done.
Until the job is done, that's correct, which is very different from a lot of other organizations in the remodeling industry.
Hey, I'm going to ask both of you guys the same question. At what part of the conversation did those budgets come up, and how nervous are people? And I would think in all of what you guys do, people have a budget in mind. And how nervous are they to be honest with you because of all of the things you've seen or it may have happened where I'm not going to tell them my whole budget because they're just going to take the whole mm-hmm. budget. So I'm going to see if I can do this three quarters. How early in the process do you have to ask about the budget?
So what's interesting from a Callan standpoint is we have two different people that can work with you depending if you want kitchens or baths or if you want windows. So in our kitchen and bath side of the business, we do things a little bit different over there as well. We actually have the customer come into our showroom first, where a lot of other companies go right out to the house. But what that allows is that allows us to kind of separate ourselves from the space. You can walk around the showroom, look at different materials and look at different builds of cabinets and start to get some ideas flowing. But one of the major things that we talk about is budget in that very first meeting in our showroom. And we try to understand what the homeowner's budget is. We try to give some feedback as to what projects typically cost, and then we have some third-party information from like a cost versus value report that's put out every year by Remodeling Magazine, and we can kind of give you an idea, you know, what the industry thinks, you know, a budget should be. So we're talking about it up front, very much so in our kitchen and bath end of the business. From a window standpoint, it's a little bit more like you say. Homeowners are a little more hesitant to put it out there because they, once again, they think you're going to be very salesman-y. You're gonna jump on that budget and you're going to try to take advantage of that. So we kind of stay away from the budget talks. We just try to price it out, and then, you know, after we come up with our solution and present it to you, then we will kind of dig in a little bit. Is that within your budget? What tweaks can we make? There's a lot of things we can do as far as different installation types, different window styles. Different creative things that we can do to get it back into your budget.
Yeah, and the same question, and I like when he said, we have people come into the showroom, to come into the gallery in Waukesha, and if you haven't been there, it's really eye-opening. It's
it
a beautiful space that you guys worked really hard to put together, and if people are willing to do that first, I think that then they're going to be a customer for a long time, I believe.
It goes a long way. A lot of our products are very visual and a little different than the Marvin Infinity line. We have a tremendous library of products to select from. So for us, if somebody wants to share their budget, that's fine. We will not come out and ask for a dollar amount in their budget because we have products that can accommodate every budget. What we consider as products kind of in an ABC category, and we'll ask where they prefer. If products are in more of the simplistic A category, we'll center some of our selection there. But one of the things that's really cool is we work very hard to be transparent with our customers where the investment lies for their products, and we can actually go over most of that either in the gallery or right away in their home. So if we, from a recommendation standpoint, are off with their budget, we can readdress and kind of re-scope the project and see what works and work from there.
Hey, do people have to set appointments, or can they just walk into the Waukesha or Menominee Falls
Gallery? Yeah, either of the galleries, you can walk in. It's not necessary for an appointment. Just simply come in. One of our consultants will meet you where you are. For an in-home visit, we do set those appointments Monday through Saturday.
Normally, does it go that people come in and then the in-home, or does it vice versa?
It's individual preference. We recommend if you're very visual and you like to touch, feel, and see options, come into the gallery. Yep. If you are in maybe a point of guided recommendations and working with one of our design consultants, have us right out to the home. We can help take the guesswork out of what would work best with your windows and meet you right within the comfort of your home.
You know, every time I walk in to you see me in the exterior part, right? You see me in the space where there's the fish and the, you know, there's a spot in the Waukesha gallery that is so relaxing to sit in. And so you'll walk through and go, oh, hey, how are you? I'll be like, yeah, I'm good. I'm nodding off, but I'm doing great. So do yourself a favor, get out to the Waukesha gallery, Baby Shade and Blind. And I can tell you that once you get out there, yeah, you're going to meet with some people that care a lot about what you're looking for. Ask them about Shade in a Day. You get 20% off between now and the end of March, and I think it's important that take a look at that. You can go to their website, BayviewShade.com. This is the Home Improvement Show. We are built by Creative Construction, Wisconsin, covered by Bayview Shade and Blind, only on the Big 920 and your iHeartRadio app.
Thompson with a wrister to the net. Scored! Milwaukee Admirals short two-game road trip continues Saturday in Winnipeg as the Admirals take on the Manitoba Moose. Nalithu got by one. Now to the post. It comes free. A shot to goal. Keeper Sherwood. It's a 2 o'clock face-off pregame at 1:30 on the Big 920 and your iHeartRadio app.
Does your team have apparel needs? Could your brand or company use more exposure? Are you looking for ways to recognize your group? Well, for your custom awards, embroidery, and screen printing needs, call the team at Idea Logos and Awards. From school groups to church groups, construction crews to restaurant staff, they'll make sure your team has the best products to fit your budget. If you're looking to make a statement with your next order for awards, apparel, or promotional items, go to IdealLogo.com.
Hey, this is Mike McGivern. I want to thank my local Pick and Save stores for their continued partnership with the Varsity Blitz High School Sports Show. Each week, we will highlight and celebrate a true student athlete from a different local high school. Tune in every Saturday morning between 9 and 11 on the Big 920 to meet this week's Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week. And go to pickandsave.com to learn more ways to save money on groceries and gas. Thanks, Pick and Save.
It's obvious people in our community need help. The question is, are we helping? Are we helping enough? God wants us to love each other and do good works. You might believe that's what it takes to get into heaven. After all, it does make some sense. Good people ought to go to heaven, but are you doing enough good works? You may have done a few good works last week. Did you get your quota in for this week? I mean, what's the quota? Who decides? Some people believe that the heavenly scale of their good will outweigh their bad. It's surprising that God's word says that good works won't get you into heaven. Only faith in Jesus Christ will. God holds everyone to an impossible standard. Perfection. Something we cannot reach. But Jesus met the standard of perfection, and he paid for all of our sins. Our faith will make us whole if it's in the person of Jesus Christ.
To find out more, go to brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org.
This is Daniel from Bayview Shade and Blinds. I get asked a lot about shades and blinds not looking as good as when they were first bought. Simple wear and tear in one's home can cause that. Bayview Shade and Blind now offers blind cleaning. We make it simple. We come to you. Our blind cleaning truck has everything we need to get the job done, and we offer repair on some products depending on the job. Our technicians can make the repair right at your home. For any shade and blind cleaning or repairs, go to BayviewShade.com. That's BayviewShade.com.
When a company has been around for over 36 years, you have to ask yourself why. This is Scott Fisher, president of Donovan & Jorgensen Heating and Cooling. What sets us apart from other companies is we are the only employee-owned heating and cooling company in the area. What does that mean to you? It all starts with our people, four owners. That's one and the same. So whether you are looking for someone to fix or replace any of your HVAC equipment, go to DonovanJorgensen.com. That's DonovanJorgensen.com. Serving our community since 1985.
Our iHeartRadio Podcast Awards are back.
It's the biggest night of the year for podcast fans.
Get ready to celebrate your favorites. Head to iHeart.com/podcast awards to check out the nominees for Podcast of the Year, Best Comedy, Crime, News, Sports, and more. Tuesday, March 14th, join us for our 2023 iHeartRadio Podcast Awards.
Thank you.
Audible is the proud sponsor of the Audible Audio Pioneer Award. From groundbreaking originals to best-selling audiobooks and the best and latest in podcasts, you'll find your next obsession at Audible, the home of storytelling. Try Audible free. Sign up at audible.com.
Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and covered by Bayview Shade and Blind. We're live in the Donovan and Jorgensen Heating and Cooling Studios. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. He's the Senior Vice President of Sales for Bayview Shade and Blind, Daniel Pawlowski. Daniel, before we continue with our special guest, one of the things that you guys started with, and it's funny that Mike Wood brought that up, but you started as a cleaning company, right?
Yeah, so back in the day when my grandfather was a man of industry and looking as an entrepreneur, different areas that are underserved, I actually started with Venetian blind cleaning in a commercial sense and worked through that, and then actually worked a lot with new products and cleaning, and really, really neat. Mike said, we're getting back to our roots a little bit. We actually started really in the last couple of years picking up our repair service and our cleaning service. We understand that the hallmark of a good company is not just a good product and a sale. It's standing behind and offering products for long-term satisfaction. And that's one of the reasons that we picked up with the cleaning and repair is just an underserved, very needed service in the area. So if you have products that are in need of repair, we can repair most products right within our facility in Waukesha. If it's something that we can't repair, we'll have a conversation and see what we can work out as far as a new product for you. But in that same time, we can actually clean the product and restore the beauty of the item to its near original state. And that's for some convenient just to drop off at our gallery. If that's inconvenient, we actually offer that as a mobile service. So we can come right to a home and come into your space and take down the products, clean them, and put them back up within the same visit.
You know, I've seen some product before and after.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's eye-opening.
Yeah, Stephen does such a phenomenal job of getting that together.
He works hard.
He does.
You know, he does. And when you think about it with life, right? Children, pets, candles, fireplaces, all of that, anything that you have, you don't really know because it's not something that happens one day. And I mean, it happens over a period of time and you get used to how it looks.
Absolutely.
And then once you get it cleaned, you're like, hold on a second, I didn't realize it was that dirty.
Right. I mean, you think of it with surfaces that we sit on, whether it's upholstery or couches and chairs, carpet, we think of cleaning because you see it. But window treatments are in the same space. There's a lot of dust and other things making their way through. And especially somebody who might have some allergies or just a sensitivity to that dust, you don't think of the window treatments necessarily as something that absorbs all of those things that are in the atmosphere of a space. And when we clean them, we can get a lot of that out of the product and restore the fresh atmosphere in the space, which is really cool.
On their website, BayviewShade.com, they have cleaning and they have repair, and you can take a look at what that process is. Mike Wood, again, he's the Vice President and Sales Manager at Callan Construction, located on Janesville Road. CallanConstruction.com is their website. If we can quickly, we talked about different processes here. When you talk about wanting a kitchen and bathroom model, right on your website, there's a five-step design process that look, if you don't know what you're getting into, this is a really nice, basic step one, step two, step three. And those five steps are followed pretty closely to what you guys do.
They are. One of the words that Daniel used earlier was transparency. You know, we talk about transparency in pricing, but we also talk about transparency in the process. And managing that process is just as important as any other part of the project. So you can go on our website and you can see the steps that are involved, you know, when doing a kitchen or a bath. As you can imagine, there are a lot of design elements to that. There are a lot of space considerations, a lot of space planning that needs to be done. So there is a very specific process that we help the customer go through. We have local vendors that they can go view products at for plumbing fixtures and tile and countertops and flooring, and the cabinets are in our showroom.
Do you help with the hardware for the cabinets?
Yep, help with the hardware. We do everything start to finish. We're a full-service remodeler, so we do everything start, you know, from the beginning to the inception to the ideas, all the way through the completion and hopefully future projects.
You know, there are certain things that happen in your life you'll never forget.
Mm-hmm.
We had new cabinets put in, Terry and I, in the house that we lived off 88th Street, and all we had to do before we went and had dinner was pick up the hardware for the cabinet.
Mm-hmm. That's actually an enjoyable part of it.
It was not.
No, not for you guys.
No, because I'm 100% Irish, and my final decision on everything is maybe. And I thought we'd go to the big box store, and there'd be four or five choices. I could pick one to get to dinner.
So just imagine if you had to do that plus everything else, though.
No.
So that's where we come in. If that's the worst thing you have to do, that's probably the best thing you have to do, if you think about it.
Do you know what? If I had somebody from Callan next to me,
mm-hmm,
who would have gotten to that store 20 minutes earlier, picked out three options, and said, pick one, I didn't realize there was like miles of little drawers to go through. And I literally said, Terry, pick it. I sat in the car and went into the fetal position. I was like, I was hungry. I was crabby. And now I had, we could have been there for 3 days.
But
I need it.
But now people understand why when I came to their home, I worked primarily with Terry.
Yes. Good point, Daniel. Could you turn his mic off, please?
Two things you said. Number one, don't ever go shopping when you're hungry. That's
right.
Just bad advice
right
there.
Yeah, and I'm hungry a lot.
But secondly, our designers certainly can do that for you. And it's very common to, you know, when you come in our showroom, as you're moving through the design process, you know, they'll have some cabinet colors or doors set out with some countertop materials next to them. And we have hardware boards in our showroom. We've made some major upgrades to our showroom last year, some major remodeling improvements. One of those was obviously Baby Shade and Blind. They came in and they put window treatments on all the windows in there. And I'll tell you what, they're cool. A lot of them are app controlled, so
right.
You can actually go right on your phone and you can make them go up and down. There's some designs that I've never even considered, you know, for blinds and shades. And since we didn't have them before, you know, we have 5 kitchen vignettes in there. When you put these window treatments on there, it's amazing how it finishes the space. It just takes everything we did that was already beautiful and just takes it a whole step up.
Oh, it's so cool. One of the things that is a pillar of our company is a transformative experience. And when you consider what our window treatments do in a space, and your showroom is beautiful, when we added our products there, it takes it to the next level.
I agree.
Really, it makes it feel like an art form.
It does.
And that's something that I appreciate so much about what we do, is that ability to add function, beauty, and value to a space while treating it changes the atmosphere. It's so comfortable, and you have the convenience then of technology and other parts in place, so the transformative experience is something that is just so exciting to see.
You don't know what you don't know.
Exactly.
Right? And the window shades we had in our living room, and you won't remember this, but we had gotten these from a company out of state, and they broke once, and they fixed them, and they broke again, and we couldn't get a hold of anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up putting a nail above the window so we could just hang it, so we could open it, and I lived like that for a while, and it bothered my wife.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, no, it's fine. Look, I can open it and I can close it.
Mm.
Until you guys came in and took care of that, I didn't know what I didn't know.
Right.
And you're right. Transformative is the exact word I would use, because it changed the whole look, the whole dynamic, and the whole way we felt about having people come into our living room.
Well, think about what you're saying. I mean, how many people out there right now have a window treatment that isn't working properly, but they're living with it because they don't know what to do with it? It's not quite old enough to replace, but it's, you know, they don't want to, you know, pay all the money to buy a brand new one.
Right.
But if you had one from Baby Shade and Blind, they can come back at any time and fix it for you.
Yeah, and clean it.
Absolutely.
And clean it.
Oh, it's so cool. It's been said that the window is the really something that contributes. It's the soul of a room. And how you treat it determines the atmosphere. If you consider treating a space, and if you've been thinking, I've ran into this, Mike, I don't know what conversations you've had with customers, but a lot of customers are saying, I've been intending to do this for the last year, and I've wanted to have somebody out to my house. If this is a time that you have, or maybe you're listening, you're like, I have a window treatment like Mike's, give us a call. We can either repair or replace it. This is the perfect time to have something done. And I wanted to simply say that, as Mike was alluding to earlier, we have this outdoor area at our Waukesha Gallery. There's a pond and a pergola. And it's intentional. We actually have products that go to the exterior of a home. And this is a perfect time, if you have a patio or something that was finished up from last year where you know shading is going to be needed, or an awning of any kind, stop out to our gallery. This is the time to purchase products so that when they are built, we can install them for summer, because we have a short summer. We want to enjoy it. So if there is something that was finished up in fall and you need some shading products installed for the next upcoming summer, a new patio or just an area that you want to enjoy, stop out. That garden area is so cool.
It's
really
so cool.
Neat product.
It's the best. Really quickly, Mike, before we get out of here, these shows that we watch on TV, everybody wants the open concept. Everybody, is that good for your business or bad?
I think it's good from an idea standpoint. I think they're somewhat bad from a reality standpoint. Two things that we commonly see on those shows are budget and time frame. Number one, the amount of money that they publish that it cost them to do that space. Most remodelers would tell you that those are nowhere near that low in price. It usually, the reality is it usually costs you more than what they're saying. And then time frame, you know, especially we're coming out of it now, but after COVID there were a lot of delays in building materials. It's still a little bit extended, but it's not as bad as it was, which is good. But the time frame is usually longer than people think. If you're thinking of doing a kitchen or a bath, I mean, we're about 6 to 9 months out right now.
That's
everybody. You know, walk around the home shows that everybody, any contractor that's doing a decent amount of volume that has experience with it will tell you they're about 6 to 9 months.
Unless it's the guy, you know, the guy with the truck that is the aunt to the uncle to the, you know.
Right. They're buying kind of cheaper stuff that's available, I'd stay away from that stuff.
You guys end up having to go in there and fix it.
Exactly.
So he is Mike Wood. He is the sales manager, vice president, sales manager at Cala Construction. And Danny Bohowski, who is the senior vice president in sales for Bayview Shade and Blind. Guys, thanks a lot, Daniel. Good to see you.
Thank you, Mike.
What's Dallas Hale, boy?
That's right.
Yeah, not messing that thing up. This is the Home Improvement Show built by Creative Construction Wisconsin and covered by Bayview Shade and Blind. Only on the Big 920 and your iHeart Radio app.
I seek to cure what's deep inside. Frightened up.
Current Electric is the home of the superheroes. If it's time for you to join a company that believes in integrity, success, and treating customers and employees the right way, then it's time for you to become a superhero. Current Electric is looking for help with office positions and customer service representatives. Current Electric offers a great benefits package that includes a 401k plan with a 4% match and an engaging culture with performance recognition. Become a superhero. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com.
It was a Friday afternoon and it was cold. Really cold when my furnace decided to die. My husband was at work and I didn't know what to do. So I called a company that I had worked with in the past, and in 2 minutes, he told me the furnace was shot and quoted me a super high price. Ugh. So then, on my own, I decided to call Donovan and Jorgensen Heating and Cooling.
Whoa. On your own you called them?
That's right, Mac. I did my research. Since 1985, Donovan and Jorgensen has been employee-owned.
Oh, I literally told you that. I told you that on the phone.
Yeah, sorry. I don't remember that. What I do remember is Rick came out on a Sunday, explained to me what was going on and how they could help. He gave us a few options, and they were all less than the other guy. And Mac, because I'm special, my new friends Brandon and Jimmy came out the next day and installed my new furnace. So do what I did. Go to DonovanandJorgensen.com and make sure to tell them Donna Kern told you to call.
Oh, brother. Hey, this is Mike McGivern. You've heard me talk about the great work Creative Construction of Wisconsin has done at my house. I've told you about the quality plaster and stucco services with unsurpassed workmanship. Now let me introduce you to Zach Emmons from Creative Construction of Wisconsin.
Thanks, Mike. We really appreciate the kind words about the work we do. Creative Construction of Wisconsin is a fifth-generation family-owned company.
You know, Zach, that says a lot about the work you guys do. I can't imagine there's much you guys haven't seen or done in the plaster stucco world.
You know, Mike, that's very true. My dad, Bingo, and grandfather, Al, are always there for me and my crews. And if something does come up, we are equipped to handle any stucco and plaster needs, from small kitchen repairs like yours to brand new commercial and residential projects.
Well, do what I did and call 414-397-4072. 397-4072 or visit callcreativeconstruction.com.
This is Jeff Standifer, President and CEO of Citizens Bank. As a big sports fan and a proud supporter of our community, I'm excited to have Citizens Bank sponsoring the Varsity Blitz High School Coaches Show. Like our high school coaches, Citizens Bank believes in teamwork and giving 100% at all times. And like our high school coaches, our goal is to help you cross your goal line. Visit our website at citizensbank.bank or like us on social media. Citizens Bank is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Bring the love of Wisconsin's outdoors in through the beauty and quality craftsmanship of Pella Windows and Doors. I'm Gina Della from Pella. Whether you're updating or upgrading the look and comfort of your home, Pella has extensive lines of customizable options to meet your needs and your budget, featuring some of the most energy efficient windows in the industry, designed to keep the cold outside where it belongs. Lock in your prices by February 28th and get 0% interest for up to 48 8 months. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
Storm-chasing roofing, window, and siding contractors have descended upon Wisconsin. The guy knocking on your door does not work for your insurance company. The best roofer and exterior modeler in Wisconsin will work with insurance to make you whole. Infinity Exteriors, warranted, guaranteed quality.
When a person has a cardiac arrest, survival depends on immediately receiving CPR from someone nearby. Only about 40% of people who experience an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest receive the immediate help that they need before professional help arrives. Music can save lives. Songs like Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees or Crazy in Love by Beyoncé have 100 to 120 beats per minute, the same rate at which you should perform compressions when administering CPR. Head to iHeart.com/CPR playlist for a full list of songs.
Universal Windows Direct.
Here's the Bryant Heating and Cooling Forecast from the Fox 6 Weather Experts.
A fresh coat of snow on the ground starting off your Saturday with cloudy skies. The clouds will be decreasing as we head through the day today, giving us some sunshine.